they are in a dead end. And this, in fact, was what God Almighty promised us. God Almighty had promised that the righteous will win at the end, and God's Ummah will win at the end. This is what God had promised us. These were the promises made by God. And with the help of God Almighty and with the efforts of Muslims, we see the results, we see the fruits of this movement. And we have a holy jihad, a holy war ahead of us. This holy war is euphemistically called war. It's more than just a physical war. It is a war against the unethical values. It is a war to build, to construct, and Muslims all over the world have gotten familiar with this jihad. You can look at the sensitive area of the Persian Gulf, and you see how Muslims in this region are awake now. The Palestinian issue, that was a sad issue, a sad case for the Muslims. And even though at this time the beasts of the Zionist regime are committing atrocities in the occupied land, but you can still see an awakening movement in Palestine. And Muslims are going forward, and the Zionist regime confesses to its defeat, and they feel disappointed. The arrogant United States government, after the demise of the ex-Soviet Union, felt that it is the world police and the only superpower in the world and should rule the world. And now they have come to different dead ends in different parts of the world, and they are facing very difficult situations. They used so-called war against terrorism as an alibi to come to our region, to come to Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Palestine. In all areas, you can witness for yourself that the American plans were defeated one after the other, and they don't have any hope for their plans to succeed. They confess to this themselves. Last year, on the very same day, on Eid al-Fitr, when we had the mass prayers of Eid al-Fitr, I told our people, I told the Muslims, that the fall conference that they had formed, that is the Annapolis conference, with all sorts of plans for the region, I mentioned that those plans are going to be defeated and are not going to end anywhere. And now, 1 year later, you can see for yourself that my predictions all came true. And this shows that the apparatus and the machinery that wanted to confront Muslims and dominate Muslim countries and the region feels that it has been defeated and it is stuck. Of course, we are not trying to give ourselves false hopes. I'm talking about what we see in reality. We have our own problems as well, but my point is that the world arrogant powers, when faced with the force and with the power of Muslim nations, have been defeated. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, they are stuck. And now, every now and then, they interfere in Pakistan's affair and they attack here and there in Pakistan. They interfere in our own affairs by provoking unrest sometimes in the eastern border of our country. But all these plots are going to be defeated just like they were defeated in the past, because Muslims all over the world know what the situation is. Muslims have decided to confront the U.S. Arrogant power, and what we need the most is to look up to God, to beseech God to give us His strength. Those souls that find the proximity to God Almighty never backs off facing the enemy. Those souls never feel weak and lose hope for the future. And this path has been walked on before. Here in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we confronted world arrogance and we resisted and we persevered, and with the strong resolve of our people, we succeeded and we went forward, and God willing, we'll have more successes ahead of us, and soon Muslim nations will embrace victory facing the oppressors of the world. We should value God's guidance. We should also remember that Eid al-Fitr, such as like other occasions, Islamic occasions, are very valuable. Eid al-Fitr and other Islamic occasions provide us with opportunity to beseech God and ask for strength and be more helpful. And God Almighty, we beseech you to help Muslims in our nation and in other countries, Muslim countries, and God willing, we'll have a better future ahead of us. God bless you all. What you just heard was a report